Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Today is Wednesday and we have just had our Wednesday noon prayer. We pray together, people from all over the globe, coming out of what we stream the prayer out of Prayer Mountain every Wednesday. Now, we prayed about the situation that I'm going to talk to you about today. That's what we do. We pray about things. And this is a very, very tense situation that is happening today in the Middle East involving Israel. I'm reading to you today from a report by Devka File, D-E-B-K-A-F-I-L-E, and it is headed Turkish Military Exercise on Syrian Border. Assad threatens Tel Aviv if attacked. Now I'm reading the article. War tensions between Turkey, NATO, and Syria shot up again Tuesday, October 4th, with the announcement from Ankara that Turkey embarks Wednesday on a 10-day mobilization exercise along the Syrian border, through which arms are being funneled to Syrian protesters. In what was called the Arab Spring, which developed over into now fall and winter, Turkey, for one thing, has turned to be anti-Israel in the last year, but they are also anti-Syria right now, and they neighbor each other. When the uprisings came all around the Middle East, they eventually began in Syria, and President Bashar Assad in Syria began just really mowing down his people, just shooting them, just putting down the insurrections in a way that was not at all humane. So many of the people are fleeing over into Turkey. And Turkey then has, I'll read to you what they have said. They have started today, Wednesday, as I'm broadcasting this. This is as live as I can get to you. They are starting a 10-day mobilization exercise. That means they're bringing their armies, they're bringing all their troops to the Syrian border. And they are funneling arms into Syria, which allows the Syrian people uprising to uprise. So Syrian President Bashar Assad has for 3 months staved off a military attack by Turkey or NATO for halting the exceptional brutality of his crackdown on protest by explicitly holding Greater Tel Aviv's 1.2 million inhabitants under threat of missile retaliation. In other words, Bashar Assad has said, if you touch me, then I'm going to hit Israel. Most of Israel's population is around Tel Aviv on the shore. 1.2 million inhabitants live there. Iran and Hezbollah are exercising the same deterrent. You see, Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah, who is a terrorist party, and Hezbollah is an arm of Iran, and they have set up their headquarters. They have set up the what used to be no man's land or a buffer zone between Lebanon and Israel. They have now infiltrated that, and it's completely Hezbollah. So Hezbollah, Iran, and Syria set in a prime minister in Lebanon, which is Hezbollah. So you have a trio of terror, really. Iran, Syria, and Hezbollah operating in Lebanon. And so Syria, Lebanon, Hezbollah, and Iran have said that if Turkey strikes against them, and Turkey's not trying to help Israel, what Turkey's trying to do is to keep the people from infiltrating their country, keep the refugees from infiltrating their country. So for the past 3 months, Syrian President Bashar Assad has staved off a military attack by Turkey or NATO for halting the exceptional brutality of his crackdown on protests by explicitly holding Greater Tel Aviv's 1.2 million inhabitants under threat of missile retaliation. Iran and Hezbollah are exercising the same deterrent. This standoff was the main reason of the talks U.S. Defense Secretary Panetta held with Israel leaders in Tel Aviv Monday, October 3rd. According to Western intelligence sources, Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah have charted a coordinated military operation for flattening metropolitan Tel Aviv, which is Israel's financial, industrial, and cultural center. With thousands of missiles, Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah has threatened to flatten Tel Aviv with thousands of missiles launched simultaneously by all three, plus the Palestinian Hamas and Jihad Islami firing from the Gaza Strip. Israeli officials have never publicly admitted that this threat is on record, but Western intelligence sources have reported that Israel reacted with a warning of its own. If a single Syrian missile explodes in Tel Aviv, Damascus will be first to pay the price. And if the missile offensive persists, one Syrian town after another will be destroyed. The Israeli message to Assad cited the warnings Defense Minister Ehud Barak and other government members addressed in the past year to Hezbollah, that if Tel Aviv comes under attack from its missiles, not only Beirut, but all of Lebanon would go up in flames. Syria first threatened Israel, and I'm still reading from Defqa file. Syria first threatened Israel with retaliation on August 9, when Turkish Foreign Minister Davutoglu spent 6 hours with Assad in an effort on behalf of his own government and NATO to persuade him to stop the carnage his troops were perpetrating against their own people. The Turkish minister warned Assad that if he did not desist from his actions, he would share the fate of Muammar Gaddafi at the hands of NATO and Turkish forces. The Syrian ruler's response was harsh. From the moment a shot is fired against Syria, quote, "It will take only 6 hours for Syria to devastate Tel Aviv and ignite the entire Middle East." Assad was spelling out the warning issued on May 10 by a close crony and business tycoon who said, quote, "If there is no stability here in Syria, there's no way there will be stability in Israel. No way. And nobody can guarantee what will happen after, God forbid, anything happens to this region." The Hezbollah leader, Hassan Nasrallah, in Beirut, Lebanon, last May, assured him, "If Israelis come near Tehran, capital of Iran, we will destroy Tel Aviv." The Iranian cleric and the Syrian businessman spoke in the same vein in the same month. This is no coincidence. Their threat has been repeated, and greater emphasis to provide the Assad regime with insurance for its survival against foreign military intervention while continuing its own pitiless assault on dissent. And so what brought everything to the surface right now, as I'm speaking to you, it is Wednesday, October 5th, and today the Turkish has brought their armies, the Turks have brought their armies to the border. Now, we're going to talk about what does the Bible have to say about this. I want to take your attention back to one of the things that was said, I believe it was by the Defense Minister of Israel, Barak, who said that even if one missile hits Israel, if one missile hits Israel, the next missile will hit Damascus. In other words, we will destroy Damascus. Oh, here it is. If a single Syrian missile explodes in Tel Aviv, Damascus will be first to pay the price. And if the missile offensive persists, one Syrian town after another will be destroyed. Well, folks, I tell you, if you have ears that are accustomed to hearing Bible prophecy spoken about, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1. And in Isaiah 17, verse 1, it says, "The burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap." This has never happened in all of history. Damascus is, well, I guess, one of the most, if not the most, ancient cities on the earth. And it has never known a complete taking away and becoming a ruinous heap. But you can only imagine that if Syria would in fact hit Tel Aviv, then this verse would come to pass immediately, because Israel would hit Damascus. Now, I want to tie that into another scripture. If you have your Bible there, keep Isaiah 17 open and go with me to the 9th chapter of Zechariah. These are prophets of things happening in the last days, in the end times. I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow, but you'll probably, I'm not going to read everything I read today. You'll have to review that if you want to on our archives. But in Zechariah chapter 9, I want to read how it begins. The burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be the rest thereof, when the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord. There's a really great book that helped me to understand about what God has to say about Damascus. And that's the book of the commentary on Zechariah by David Barron. He writes concerning chapter 9, verse 1 in Zechariah. This is in his book, a commentary on Zechariah, which gives commentary on the whole of the book. This is a very prophetic book. He writes, "The overthrow of world power and the establishment of Messiah's kingdom may be given as the epitome of the last chapters of Zechariah to which we now come. Two oracles make up the whole of the second half of the book. Both sections, the first section being chapters 9 through 11, the last 12 through 14, both sections treat of war between the heathen world and Israel, though in different ways. In the first, chapters 9 through 11, the judgment through which Gentile world power over Israel is finally destroyed, and Israel is endowed with strength to overcome all their enemies, forms the fundamental thought and center of gravity of the prophetic description." And here, folks, it begins with, "The burden shall rest at Damascus." He says everything will begin there and will spread out from there. Tomorrow we're going to continue with this. Right now I would invite you to come and be with us in Branson, Missouri, October 27th through 31st. We're going to be at the Hilton Convention Center, and then we'll go the last day out to Prayer Mountain in a tent meeting. It's a great prayer meeting, folks. Things are so serious in the earth right now, and prayers will be gathering together from all over the world to let God use us in prayer and to let Him take up in our lips the events of the last days. So we're inviting you, just go online at billybrim.org and find out about it, or phone us at 1-800-972-3447. Billy Brim saying shalom.